A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 25th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the funeral of the late national hero and music icon, Oliver Tuku Mutukudzi.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
The late national hero and Afropop music icon, Oliver Mtukudzi, who died on Wednesday at the Avenues Clinic in Harare, will be buried at his rural home in Madziwa, Mashonaland Central on Sunday. Tuku was considered to have been Zimbabwe's most renowned and internationally acclaimed cultural icon of all time.
Tuku's body will today lie in state at his home in Norton, Mashonaland West Province, before being taken to the National Sports Stadium tomorrow morning, where Zimbabweans will have a chance to bid him farewell, to bid farewell to the late music genius. Government has availed 25 buses to ferry mourners in Harare to the National Sports Stadium, and members of the public will be picked from the usual pickup points. From the National Sports Stadium, the body will be taken to his rural home in Madziwa, where it will also lie in state before burial on Sunday at 2 p.m. Tuku's relatives turned down the opportunity for him to be buried at the National Heroes Acre in the capital city, Harare.
Of course, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number, once again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, kunjalo ke zulu kandaba lamhlanje siyaqhubeka ngodaba lo kubhubha kuka Oliver Mtukudzi yena ke obhubhele eHarare. So sifuna ukuzwa kanti ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu, asoze sikhuluma okuningi njengoba lizwile nje abantu sikhuluma silokunye futhi njalo kuthiwa nifoit
ungukahama wadiwa nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve rufu rwa Oliver Mtukudzi uyo ari kutarisira kuradzikwa nemusi wesvondo kumusha kwake kumadziva hongu hurumende nezuro kuburikidza nepolitipiro yebato rezanu PF ranga yanga yamupa achiremera chekuva gamba renyika zvichireva kuti dei mhuri yaida Mtukudzi aifanira kuti anga achiradzikwa kumarenda eHeroes Acre asi vemhuri vanenge vati aiwa hatiziye kuti ndoda pamwe changa chiri chido chake kuti anoradzikwa kumusha kumadziwa nekudaro vamutukudzi igamba renyika hazvirevi kuti waradzikwa kupi takaona muzvinafundo Phineas Makura nemazuva aperayo Gibbs vachitivada unovigwa kumusha kwavo kugwanda uko zvimwe chete izvo namutukudzi ada unovigwa iye kumadziwa but of course Gibbs there is a protest that we are following at the Zimbabwe embassy where some Zimbabweans had gathered protesting against what they are alleging to be a crackdown by the police and the military in Zimbabwe.
Yes, we've got Mike Wobe and Ivan Zeninga. They're actually covering the event right now outside the Zimbabwe embassy. So, as I said, we're going to kwenzakalani kota sasamuntu sibaqhume Mike Wobe kanye
lo Ivan. I think we have Ivan's on the line. So just talk to them briefly before we turn to our Mtukudzi tribute.
Yes, so Ivan, are you at the embassy?
Ngumike okhonexa ngwena.
Yeah, Mike, kunjani wethu?
Hayi, ngiyaphila baba Duke, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. So kwenzakalani kona manje?
Abantu bayatshengisela ngaphandle siqale lapho sifika khona ngo-10 ekuseni. Kwakungela abantu abaningi kodwa kukhanye ngani abantu sebeyaqala ukufika ngamafishane ngamafishane sekulabantu at least abayi-20 or 30 abafikile abadabuka endaweni ezitshiyeneyo lapha kwele melini
so singathi-ke batshengisela bathini khonapho bafunayo
eningi labo bathi bayakhala ngalokho okwenzakalayo ngikhaya bathi abakuthandi ngenxa yokuthi babona abobhuti labo abosisi babo abomama labo baba beshawa bebopha beboshwa njalo bedlengulwa bathi hayi phansi lalokho abakuthandi.
Yes, sizokuthiwa kulo muntu kona obeduze ulobani ongaba la isikhulume la
just to engilaye eduzane nguDan Moyo olilunga elebandla ele MDC yeyona ekhokhelwa ngumama uMakhube.
Yeah, what's going on like ngamafishane baba Moyo kunjani?
Ngikona kunjani nomzana uDudu?
No siyaphila ngesikhiwa roughly how many people are there Mr. Moyo and what are you protesting against? What are you saying?
Yeah, well, I think my brother was very conservative with the numbers. I think we are now approaching 50, but more people are still coming.
So do you think that you are going to achieve what you want to achieve? What exactly is your target? What do you want to do?
Well, our target really is mostly about the message. Is to get the petition to E-Team Nangagwa and also to be able to highlight to the world and those that are interested in knowing what the situation is currently pertaining to Zimbabwe and why as Zimbabwean citizens we are concerned. So I have the petition in front of me here. If it's something that you want me to read out, we'll be soon, we are collecting signatures as people come in, and we'll soon be handing this petition over to the embassy people if they do open the gates, because apparently at this point the gates are locked. They are not responding to us, but they are aware that we are here. We told them up front and that we'll be having a petition, but probably for obvious reasons, they are trying not to once again be realistic and accommodate our concerns, because we know when President Mnangagwa was in New York, he promised us that he's a listening president, that he's open to dialogue. And when we have concerns like this as Zimbabwean citizens, he should ask his embassy people to accommodate us and listen to what we have, because this is a message for the president that we are carrying here. Either way, we know he's going to get it, whether he gets it through his embassy people. I'm sure by now he already has it, because we've sent it out there to people on social media.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. May we talk to Mike again?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Zud.
Yes, is Evans nearby?
Yes, I have him right here with me.
Okay, let me talk to him. Evans, Evans, ungatudza kuti zvinhu zvakaamira sei tinenge tiri kuzwa kune nziyo dziri kuridzwa kumashure uko.
Pari zvino zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakaungana pano zviri kuita toi toi vachiratidzira vari pamberi pemuzinda weZimbabwe Embassy muno muWashington DC, vakasimudza zvikwangwani zvakawanda wanda zvakasiyana siyana. Zvakanyorwa mavara mamwe achona vari kuti free pasta mawarire now, zvimwe zviri kuti vamunangagwa navachiwenga vari kukanganisira nyika, zvimwe zviri kunzi free all political prisoners. Asi pane vanhu vane chichakata vari zvino vari kuimba vachiita toi toi vachimata vari pamberi pemuzinda weembassy kutaura kwatiri kuita iko zvino.
Pane mumwe wavakwanisa kubata here ari padyo watinokwanisa kutaura naye?
Varipo vakawanda vari pano izvezvi, ndakatarisana navamada vari pano ndogona kuti vauyewo pedyo mutaure navo munzwe zviri mupfungwawo dzavo nezviri kuitika pano.
Ngavauye tinzwe. Vamada?
Yes.
Makadi zvenyu?
Tinosimba, makadi yenyu?
Aiwa, tiripo. Mungati zvamuri kuratidzira izvi zvekuti muri kunyunyuta nezviri kuitika kumusha zvaabudirira here nhasi?
Nhasi ndiri kuona kuti zviri kufamba zvakanyanya, zviri kubudirira zvakanyanya, ende ndinovimba kuti kana vanhu vari kumusha vachafara nazvo kuti zvabudirira, besides kutonhorwa kwakuri kuita.
Chikonzero chei chaita kuti muratidzire chando chichikwidza hamba muti?
Chinoita kuti tiratidzire panapa chando chichitonhora kudai ndezvekushungurudzwa kuitwa vanhu vedu vari kumusha, hama dzedu, the majority of Zimbabweans. Saka tinomira navo, hatina kuvakanganwa, tinorwadziwa. Ndozvatoda kuratidza kwavari kuti tiri pamwe chete.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vaMada tichazotaura nemi muchikamu chinotevera apo ndiva Nicholas Mada chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno mu Washington DC vari kuratidzira tanzwa kune vatori vedu venhau Mike Hove naIvans Zininga uye kuna vaDenmoy
unjalo sevetisi zvine vakhuluma khona ngale ke uMike Hove kanye noIvans Zininga bezotulela kwenzakala phandle kwesigodlo seZimbabwe khonapha kule Melika bantu batshengisela so khonapha nje sesingatshintsha ke singene ku-Oliver Mtukudzi sibone ukuthi kuhamba njani singaqalisa ke ngengoma mfowethu sishayeke ingoma yodwa sike sizwe ukuthi Mtukudzi yena oliqhawe kuhamba njani ngempilo yakhe so sifuna ukuthi siqhuniseke ingoma sizwe ke ukuthi kusitshaya kusiya ngaphi singazi ukuthi sesithole yini ingoma singene khonapha That's all from Tukutsi. A blessing. A great man indeed.
Indeed. An icon, UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador for Southern and Eastern Africa.
67 albums.
67, 66 albums, 66. Actually. Yeah. So he was 66. He had 66 albums, and he was now working on his 67th album. We hope it will be released, because I understand from sources close to him that he was almost close to finishing that album. Gibbs, regaiti zgo kuti vanvaru kuti wo kuti neza Mtukudzi. Tombo enda kuna Agnes Charuma pa Facebook page edu, aru kuti maswera sei ndiri kukuonai ndiri kuDurban. Richo Mukwanda ari kuti watching from Chitungwiza maswera sei. Tina Robert Ndlovu ari kuti who wants to be buried with thieves. I don't think everyone who is buried or anyone buried in the National Heroes Acre might be called a thief. It might be a bit too much to call heroes that. Angela Machonesa Arguti, good to see you, Bra Gibbs. That's a Gibbs Gibbs Supporters Association of Zimbabwe. No Maposa Arguti, I'm watching live. Thank you so much, all those who are following our broadcast, Gibbs.
So you see, I've got friends as well.
I can tell.
I should have been in music.
Yeah? It's a hired crowd, I can tell.
So I think we've got our first guest, and that is Themba Ndlovu of Meet Me in Zimbabwe fame. Themba is a great musician and is now based in South Africa. Themba Ndlovu, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And how are you?
Good to have you on the show. So I'll hand you over to Blessing Zulu.
Okay.
Now, Themba, we are talking, of course, about the late Oliver Mtukudzi, who was declared a national hero, though he's going to be buried in his rural home. What is your take on this development? Because he is the first musician to be given such an honor.
I think it's about time that not only politicians are recognized.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's such a good gesture, wonderful gesture.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs,
what would be the impact? What would be the impact of this on this kind of hero status?
I think it will make people realize that musicians are also people. They are people who have, especially what Oliver has done, Mkoma Oliver, musicians do a lot which has been underrated. And I'm so grateful to him, to what he has done to us, for us as musicians. You know, making Zimbabwe known through music all over the world and respected.
Yeah, of late you've been looking for him, right, Oliver? For a duet or something?
Yes, what happened is he approached me, you'll not believe it, in 1986 at Playboy Club in Harare. Says, no, we need to do something together. I have something I have in mind. And then we never really got, to, every time we would want to do something, I would have to go back to Switzerland or something like that. And we never really got to doing that. And except in 2016, in Harare again when we met, we had planned to do it again, to do a collaboration together, but it never materialized.
Now you are in South Africa. We understand that, you know, South Africa is also mourning, like, mourning him, like he was actually one of their own. What's happening there?
It shows that these borders were made by, they were not made by us. Let me put it that way. Meaning to say, we are just one, and you feel... I mean, and the fact that I'd say I'm very grateful to Western Nkosi, because Western Nkosi was the first as a producer in the early 80s, and he was from here. So that music resonated too from that time to people here, and they really loved him. And I mean, he was great. He was something else.
Thank you. Temba, please do stay on the line. Regarding what's going to Amwarguti Okudi, Tinoimba Kuti, we can be able to play his music also in the background. Mike Sora, Arguti, Masquera say, Ruzhinji Rwe Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Ichanaka Zvayo, Mwari Vanonzwa, Kuchema Kwenyu. And then Ignas Charuma, Arguti, Hama, Inindi Nemvunzo, Nando, Zvavo, Asi, Uchashanda Zvavo, Kuratidzira. Kunoita vanhu kose uku kunonzwikwa naani chaizvo. EU inongoti haisi kufara nezviri kuitika nehurumende iyo isingazotore danho rechimbi chimbi. Vanenge vari kumborova dzematongerwo enyika mukoma Charuma, asi hongu tatanga yedu nevari kuratidzira, asi chirongwa chanhasi chiri kunyanyotarisa upenyu waOliver Mtukudzi akashaya nezuro. Try Kanyama ari kuti ndiri kukuonai ndarwadziwa naSamanyanga. Prince Chitera ari kuti rest in peace Tuku Mudhara kubva kudhara. And tina Cornelia Musitu Musitu ari kuti muri sei sei. Courtney Mpemi Koti ari kuti ari kutaurawo kuti timu reEU nesadhakirigo racho riri kudya nekuoma kweZimbabwe. Okay. Anderson Gatsi ari kuti watching live from Heidelberg, South Africa. Gibbs.
Yeah, so ke nxa sikhangela ke Mtukudzi ukhanyangazani ke ubele muli sibili imuli emsekelayo unyokumangalisayo ngakho ke ukutenga ye-Heroes Acre ukhanyangazani isicelo sakhe blessing asenza isaphila ukuthi mina ngingabhubha ngicela ukuthi le mfaka endaweni enje. So ke bavumile labo ukuthi bakwenze khonokho. Sibone njalo ke unkosikazi Monica Mtsangwa ekhuluma ngokuthi kuyakwenzakalani kusukisela namhlanje kuze kuyefika ke ngesonto lapha ngcotshwa khona kwamadziba. So ke esingathi ke kuqakathekile kakhulu yikuthi ke kusasa kule concert yabe khona National Sports Stadium. Kodwa khonapho ke isidumbu sakhe sihanjiswa eOne Commando. Isibeso sithwalwa ke sanziswa emadziba ntambama. Then sengcwatshwa ke ngelanga elilandelayo. Yes, so kunjalo. So I'm told that we've got another guest, and that is Denzel Dube. He's the manager of a certain band, Ndolwane Super Sounds. You know it?
Yeah.
Very great guys, from Kezi and Plumtree somewhere there. So Dube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, bless him, go ahead.
Now, Mr. Dube, of course, the nation is mourning Oliver Mtukudzi. I understand he was also very popular in Blawai.
Yes, Mr. Mtukudzi was not only popular in Blawai, but the rest of the world, as I can say.
He was an international icon.
He is, and his legacy will live on.
Now, you are into this music business. How did he influence you?
As far as the business music industry is concerned, he was one of the inspirational to our lives, even in Matabele. We are based in Matabele. So we love his music, and we still love his music, especially when he does the collaboration with other artists. He does it so well that you can not believe, you know, that it's him doing that.
Yes, Baba Dube, sicela ubambe khonapho ke sizachaya ke imusic yakhe ngamafutshane nje khonapha Rufu Ndima Dzongonyedzi. Atsho kutsho njalo
ukuthi
sichaya ke imusic yakhe lizwe ukuthi uthini khonapha Mthukudzi.
Rufu Ndima Dzongonyedzi anouya ndisingafungiri mambo.
That's one of my all-time favorites, Rufu Ndima Dzongonyedzi. Of course, Tuku is talking about death, that it comes when we least expect it.
Like what happened
to him, you know, the nation was caught unawares, and suddenly Mthukudzi is no more. So he's saying that death is really, you know, something that is heart-wrenching. And now we are being joined by poet, music composer, and actor Chirikure Chirikure, who is actually at the Mthukudzi homestead in Norton. Chirikure was very close to Oliver Mthukudzi. And, you know, they worked together on a number of things. Mr. Chirikure, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Chirikure, we understand from earlier reports that Mthukudzi's body was expected tonight to lie in state. Has it arrived? What is happening at the moment?
Unfortunately, I have left. I'm not at the premises at the moment, but I understand the body should have arrived by now. I had to leave just to put together a couple of things.
Now, Mr. Chirikure, you also worked with the late Mthukudzi. Tell us how, what you used to do. You told me yesterday in another interview that you were the one who was translating, you know, the albums into English. Tell us about that.
Yes, I translated, I think, more than 10 of his albums doing the translations for the sleeves, explaining what its song was saying, translating from English into from Sona into English, but also we tried to make it a balance between translation and interpretation. In a lot of ways, it was more interpretations. Was the way Oliver did his music, you can't really, like, you know, translate it. I think it's more like explaining the deeper side of the music, because most of his songs were pretty much poetry in music, so you can't really like do line to line translations, but help the non Shona speaker understand the nuances and the subtle, you know, play with language, the play with word.
Of course, you know, I read one of Mr. Chirikure's books.
Yes.
He's a, you know, accomplished poet in his own right.
Yes, so it was that poetry part of your exam, and I guess you passed, right?
I did pass. I did very well.
Yeah,
and then I was telling him yesterday that I did very well.
And
he said, oh, that's why you're a journalist. Why did you become an engineer?
You actually got a D, right?
No, I got an A.
So, Chirikure, officially, I'm telling you today that one of your students, plus you got a D.
I got an A, actually.
That's a good thing with literature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go through your works and it helps them into their careers, into their lives, without you even being aware. And I think it's quite a big one, because you will find even, like in the case with Oliver Mtukudzi, we were in Gweru for one of his shows many years ago, and he said to me and Albert, can you do just quick short poems before I go on stage? And I did my old Kanyanisa poem way back in the 80s. And when God back to stage, Oliver says, by the time we meet again in Harare, your poem will be into a song. And so you find through those kind of collaborations, you help each other push your work. But it's also was quite a big honor on my part to realize that here is my big brother, well accomplished, good poet, good musician, but you know, respecting my earlier works at my early age and my early stage in my career. But then you get to reach many more people, and yeah, here we are. We have confessions live on radio that my poetry helped someone pass the A-levels, which is quite a big honor.
Thank you. I mean, that really shows that artists, you know, play an important role in shaping society.
Certainly, yes. So now, before we take another guest, let's go back to Themba Ndlovu briefly. Baba Themba Ndlovu, loku sa konekwani? Ukonekwani Themba Ndlovu?
Una?
Ye, akutsho phela baba Ndlovu ukuthi wena okuthanda ngomthukuzi vele kuyini?
Nangithanda i-diversity yakhe. And depth yama-lyrics akhe. Ababaningi abantu abale talenta lokubhala izinto ezithinta inhliziyo yabantu. And he had wayevele hayi wayephambili ngalokho.
Yes,
njalo engumuntu vele olenhliziyo enhle, and most of all wayengumuntu ozithobileyo, very humble. Awungeke wathi umuntu o-accomplish into eziningi kangaka.
Ye, ngizokuthiwa ke kule ngoma wayithanda yokuqala sibili, wayithande kamdukuthi yayisithi
engangiyithanda Ghetto Boy. Ghetto Boy.
Yeah.
Ivideo yakhona wayikha ipiano ephezu kwetrack. Ikhamba enye futhi engangithanda ungusamora mashelo.
Hayi, lokhu sasikhumbula sibili. Bamba khonapho sisilo baba ke uNicholas Moyo. I think we are joined by another guest, Mr. Nicholas Moyo of the Zimbabwe Arts Council. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Now, Mr. Moyo, of course, we are talking about Oliver Mtukudzi. You are in the arts industry. Yesterday, he was declared a national hero. How significant is this?
I think for the sector in Zimbabwe, very, very significant. This is the first artist to be conferred with the national hero status, and for us, we feel it's a very great honor when umuntu njengo Oliver Mtukudzi has been bestowed with such honor. It's not just for him, but I think it's for the creative sector, because you know Oliver always said, when I started, he would say, Uchama makatari, makatari ngamarombe. And he kept on fighting to move away from that label and stigmatization about the industry, the creative industry. And therefore, when you then see the authorities in Zimbabwe bestowing and conferring national hero status, we say it's the icing on the cake and giving Oliver a befitting send-off by the government of Zimbabwe.
And let's go to Mr. Chirikure. Mr. Chirikure, are you on the line? Mr. Chirikure? We also have Mr. Denzel Dube.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Yes. Now, Mr. Dube, of course, we are talking about Tuku, his music, his hero status. But does it matter, Mr. Dube, where a hero is buried? Of course, we know Nelson Mandela was buried in his rural home. Govan Mbeki, one of my favorite politicians of all time, said he wanted to be buried with the people in a high density area in South Africa. The Tuku family declined this offer for him to be buried at the National Heroes Acre. What does this mean?
What I can say is that as long as the government has declared him as a national hero, that matters the most. No matter he's buried in his homeland or where he's buried, you know, as long as that status of being a national hero is there, it matters the most. And what I can suggest to the National Arts Council of Zimbabwe, I wish they can have an award called Oliver Mtukudzi Award, which is being given to any artist or any, how many artists in a year, I'm not sure how that can be done. But for him, just to honor the man, because he's so great. Everywhere where we go, I was watching the social media, most of the ladies there got their dukus on today to say they're honoring Oliver, the legend. So, it matters. It shows that he's a great man.
Thank you so much.
Yes, that was our colleague at Dubin. So, Terry, Chikure, Chikure, Chikure,
Chikure.
You see, me and others, because I don't have an Ara in my language. Ask Mr. Moyo, he will tell you there's no Ara.
Mr. Moyo knows there are Aras. Now, Mr. Chirikure? Mr. Chirikure?
Yes, I'm back online.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, Mr. Chirikure, of course, we were talking about Tuku not being buried at the National Heroes Acre. He was declared a national hero, of course, and he's going to be buried in his rural home, Maziwa, Mashonaland Central. You were close to him. What was his view about heroes and being buried at the national shrine?
Well, we never really got to talk that much detail as regards the issues to do with heroes and the National Shrine. But obviously, he expressed himself very well in the song he did in one of
Safiri
Mazikakire.
And in Zwi.
Sorry, no, who is a hero?
what's a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he argues in that song that Tafiro Mazgatire was a hero. Mm-hmm. And basically, technically translated, it means any artist of any notable achievement mm-hmm. should be declared a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm personally glad that the state found its shit to declare him a hero. And I was there when the president made the announcement, and he specifically said the hero status is fully confirmed, but the burial site is up to the family to decide. You can still opt to bury your own at your place of choice and not necessarily at the hero taker.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good balance that he was declared a hero,
mm-hmm.
but he's being buried with his own ancestors back in the village, which I think is typical of Oliver, that he wants his Rukuvute, his umbilical cord, back to where his roots are.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember a controversy in the 80s. I was still very young back then. But the burial of Chief Rakai Tangwena, you remember that? I understand some were saying as a chief, he has to be buried in a cave or, you know, whatever the tradition dictated in his clan. You remember that incident?
Yeah, I have vague memories.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. A hero is a hero, mm-hmm. no matter where hero is buried. Uh-huh.
Yes. So now
I think you will realize that I think the process, the burial process in any culture,
mm-hmm.
has its own significance. It and you really have to respect the wishes of the deceased and the wishes of the family, because there are very specific reasons why people choose a site to bury someone,
mm-hmm.
which is why you find we sacrifice so much. If a person dies in America, if no one dies in America or in the UK or wherever,
mm-hmm.
families put the last bit of money they have to bring the body back home. Most families do the best they can to make sure that the body is buried back in Zimbabwe. And that means quite a lot. And so in this case, this moving Oliver's remains from Harare to Maziwa is very significant, and I think it is very befitting for Oliver, and it will do quite a lot for the healing of the family, for carrying the family forward.
Mm-hmm. Of course, last month, like we said at the top of the show, another national hero, Professor Phineas Makurane, the former Vice Chancellor of NUST, was declared a national hero, but mm-hmm. was buried in his rural home. He was a genius. They called him Double Brain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's have a bit of music so that we can, you know. Yeah. I think the music is coming right now. Is Oliver Mtukudzi, the late singer. So now let's go to maybe we've got messages.
I've got some messages with Costa Mchukuzi arikuti ndirikukuona ndarwadziwa nekufa kwa Samanyanga. Tafadzwa utete arikuti rest in peace the great Samanyanga, watching you guys from Gweru. Emmanuel Rusere arikuti rest in peace Tuku. The boss Jayaguru arikuti tokumbira mutipe life nesande. Moses Jengwa arikuti tine urombo nekurasikirwa naSamanyanga watching from Botswana. And then tuna Boaz Jayaguru zvakare arikuti hazvijairiki our icon. Then Jahala Majaya Mube. This world is not our home. Tine Vimbo Murwira arikuti status than burial place are two different things.
Yes, I think this song that you are hearing in the background is one of my favorites. And I guess it's your favorite too, right?
My favorite is Chengeta Maina Baba.
Let's have this one for 1 minute special dedication
to Gibbs.
Let's have this song, yes. Shamiso.
Chamiso mwanangwe abana swami kona yakutengera pata pata yakutengera pata pata ndokutengera siripa yakutengera pata pata yakutengera pata pata yakutengera pata pata ndokutengera siripa yakutengera pata pata
Yes, yes, Baba, Umoyo, Baba Moyo, Nicholas Moyo, connecting on Baba. Baba Nicholas Moyo, we are using the money. Yes, Baba Moyo, looks up connecting on Baba Sek. Bonangani, Ubaba Moyo, and Swan, what in your Baba Denzel Tube, so to Kulula? Baba Denzel Tube, a who posted up in Ababu's handbed. We posted up in Ababu.
Sort of a Bible, a book. Yabona into enoshonzi efundisayo eluleka abantu. So ubaba umntukuzi was one of those kind of people because yonke indawo, even if ungasizishona, but music wakhe you can enjoy it. That's why he managed to go overseas, even outside Zimbabwe, in South Africa, Botswana, wherever around the African continent, he is being celebrated as one of the greatest people. So well done to that. We really cherish him.
Thank you so much, Baba Tube.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, now I think we can go to Mr. Nicholas Moyo.
Mr. Moyo?
Yebo.
Mr. Moyo, we are talking about, you know, Tuku did so many collaborations with artists like Ringo Mahlingosi. Hubert Sekela was also very close to him. Locally, even with some upcoming artists, you know, Winky D, Jaffrey's, you name them. He featured on some of their albums, and he was into nurturing talent. How significant is that for people like you who are in the industry, who I can say are now veterans?
The thing that you're actually talking about, the mentorship, Utugu was a cut above the rest. Mentorship was very, very important to Tugu. It was not just some collaboration, because when Nganga engena collaboration with artists, he ensured that he was impacting not just the skill of producing a one song in a particular album, but he ensured that during the time when they are rehearsing, he will mentor beyond just producing the album. He'll talk business, he'll talk family things, he will talk behavior with every artist that he works with. He will share about his life, he will talk about humility. He was such a person who knew how important it was to raise other people and bring them. Tugu did not believe Uti and Awe Rumela succeed. He believed that the strength of the industry is lifting others with you. And as National Arts Council and Standards, that is one thing that we also stand to celebrate. And when I was speaking yesterday not on with some of these legends and big artists, I was saying he has left so many things. Talk about his legacy. Amongst us who are there, amongst you musicians that are there, you ask yourself, what is it that you can then pick up from, you can say it like a relay, I'm now going to do like what this guy could do. At least it's just that.
Hayi kuyazakala ke ubaba khonapho ke baba moyo siye kubaba ke uThemba Ndlovu. Uthemba Ndlovu udala sikubambisile lapho ucingo sibili ngiyakwazi ukuthi kulokunye akadumele ukwenze kodwa ungakathi nzweke sicela usitshele sibili ukuthi wena ngokwakho nxa usubona wakuthola kumntu ukuthi kuyini sibili.
Mina engakutholayo i-selflessness. Ube ngazicabangi yena kuphela. Ube njengoba ubaba ukhume before me ethi i-mentorship. Wakubona wayengaziqhenye ekhaya angeke ngasebenza nawe. Wayesebenza with anybody. And then into engangithanda ukuthi wayethanda ukukhuluma ukuhlabela ngendimi. Langisindebele njengoba mina isishona vele esathi ngihlula ngisanda kusifunda nje kathesi. It's almost 16. So, but ngathi umuntu lo uyahlabela, uhlabela le language yami. Shows ukuthi uyapha vele yena is looking beyond beyond one area. And njalo enye into futhi engangithanda ngaye ukuthi i-music yakhe had a meaning. Wayengaphumi ukuhlabela nje yonke into. Message. Asizamkhumbula.
Yeah. Rapper ke ngesikhiwa khonapho ukathi ukuthi kona kushaya nje ngesikhiwa ngamafutshane.
Oh, okay. One thing about Nkoma Oliver is that he was so selfless. He was the mentor, as the gentleman before me said. You could relate to him. And one thing also what I really appreciated is him singing in my language, Sindebele. I didn't know how to speak short. I'm just learning it now. I couldn't, although I sang it in 1986 with me in Zimbabwe, but I didn't know. And I found I really appreciated that because it showed me that here's a brother who's not just looking at one area, but looking at the whole, not just Zimbabwe, but the whole world. That is the reason why I think he was appreciated. Because language music is a universal language, and he is just a good example of that, touching people all over the world, all over the world.
Temba, thank you so much, and we are still waiting for Meet Me in Zimbabwe Part 2. When are we getting that?
I'm so sad, because I would have loved him to sing that the Shona part of Meet Me in Zimbabwe. But anyway, there are many other brothers who will be there, and he will be with us in spirit anyway in the studio.
Thank you so much, Temba.
I'm sure that. Yes, okay, man.
Yes,
Temba.
Bye-bye, Baba. Yes,
Of course, we still have people writing on our Facebook page. Tina Leni Manasa, rest in peace, our true legend, respect. Tina Courtney, fortunate mukuwa pasi, rest in peace, doctor. Tinashe Manongwa, aruti ngabazorore murugare. Of course, Oliver Mtukudzi was given an honorary degree by the Great Zimbabwe University, and he was also given awarded another honorary master's degree with the University of Zimbabwe, though many thought that he deserved a doctorate, same as his close friend Thomas Mafumo.
Uh-huh.
They got only masters, but then they were honored by other universities with doctorate degrees. Mr. Chirigura, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still holding on, and power is still okay here in the dream.
Now, Mr. Chirikure, we understand there is going to be a mirror of some sort at the National Sports Stadium. Are you one of the artists who will be playing?
I'm not officially on the announced list, but when we did the planning, I was part of the group which did the initial discussions yesterday, including Mkanya, Jonas Matumo, Lazaba Zakaria, Albert Kinyati, and Alec Machesa, and many others. But whenever space allows in the program, I can drop one or two points as my contribution to the process. But I think the most important thing is to have all of us, being part of the whole process to Yaspana, Mukama, Tuku, but also to give each other space to express ourselves through the means we can, which is music and art and poetry, music art, and even dance.
But one thing that I wanted to ask you about is, Tuku was very passionate about Pakare Pie Art Center. Is it going to survive without him?
I think he certainly and friends will have to really sit down and work a way forward, because he was very passionate about Pakare Pie Center. I was very honored by Tuku. I was in the founding board of Pakare Pie when the place was still ground, and we worked together in the process of doing the plans and everything. So it's something which is so meaningful to me as well, that I will do the best I can to contribute in making Pakare Pie not a white elephant, because Tupi is no longer there. I think we have all come together, even if it means also involving other players and the state as well, to make sure that his vision remains alive. But it could be one thing to celebrate him as a hero, to celebrate his music, but without supporting his long-term vision. And Pakare Pie was all about nurturing talent, like Nick Moy was talking about. It's all Tuku. I think can't be anything about Tuku. We can't talk anything about Tuku without talking about his passion for nurturing talent and grooming the artists of the future. So if we let that dimension of his vision down, then I think we'll have failed in mission.
Now, if we have to ask you another question here, Mr. Chilguri, If you look at the songs like Vuma and you're doing the translations, how did you translate this one? Is it political? Is it some kind of, you know, can you tell us?
You know, like I said earlier on, Chuku was a poet per se. And the good thing is, when you do good poetry, good music, don't leave it in one straight jacket. Chuku would leave his music, like Vuma in particular, can be interpreted in so many different ways. It could be a very heavy political message, but from a practical point of view, it also talks at you and me as to how we should approach life. When you grow old, when you mature, you have to accept and move forward. And, you know, so I think Vuma is probably a classic example of what Olive could do in terms of giving you a multi-faceted piece of art. You can interpret, you know, in so many different ways, and I think that's the hallmark of songwriting and of creativity.
Thank you so much. Maybe we can go to Mr. Nicholas Moyo.
Now, Mr. Moyo, we talked to Mr. Chirikure about the significance of Pakare Paya Arts Center. You are in the business. How can you ensure that it survives? How were you working with Tuko on this project?
Okay. Let me say your Ghana. I think first, let me, before I answer your Naleo, comment on the earlier first question that you asked to Ochirikure about what is happening at National Sports Stadium. Then I will talk about Pakare Paya.
Thank you so much.
Because when as we speak, I'm at the National Sports Stadium.
Oh.
I'm at the National Sports Stadium. The stage is being set up. The organizing, the major team of the organizing committee, the promoters are here. The TA system has arrived. And a lot is happening. What is happening is that it's a send-off. It's a Tuku send-off. And we've planned that gate will open at 9 a.m. Tomorrow on a Saturday. Because it's going to be peak. Want to afford all people from all walks of life to come and celebrate. Because we say we don't mourn legends. We don't mourn heroes. We celebrate them. And tomorrow, in a sports stadium, will actually be open to make that big celebration. So around 9, gates open, and the whole day until the body leaves. This is here a tire in the afternoon around 3. And having to celebrate that, we cannot as a nation then allow the vision of a hero to die with the hero. It will be the worst. We will be held accountable. As the government of Zimbabwe, as National Arts Council, as artists, we will be held accountable. And therefore, what we will need to do, I was talking to Chirikure was there yesterday, and Mafumo, Charamba, Albert, Alec Machesu, and many others, like Lagaria, many other artists. We had a meeting yesterday, and they were saying, this year, they're also going to put up a benefit show. Artists will come together, they want to put a fund that will ensure that that legacy lives on. And the target is Pakare Paya. Tuku was synonymous with Pakare Paya. And we are committed to work together with the musicians to ensure that either a trust and a team of people who manage the trust will ensure the mentorship program. And the reason why Pakare Paya was established.
Thank you. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but you sure hear from us. We'll talk about that issue as well. You heard there that gets open tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the National Sports Center. Mm-hmm. We want to thank all our guests this evening, and also our producer and engineers, mm-hmm. and those of you who are following us on Facebook, and also our listeners. My name is Blessing Zulu, and I say have a blessed weekend, and rest in peace, our legend, Oliver Mtukudzi.
And I'm Gift Stewart saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.